Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Welcoming Wellness and Wisdom, where we explore strategies, innovative companies, and healing modalities to optimize your health and well-being. I'm your host, Debbie McCarthy, a certified holistic health and life coach, joined by my husband, Dave, who is a wellness enthusiast and avid runner. Are you looking to spice up your life, literally speaking? If so, we'll be exploring the delicious world of home cooking and its incredible impact on our health and wellness. In this episode, we'll dive deep into the countless ways that cooking at home nourishes both our bodies and our souls. From the healing power of vibrant spices to the joy of creating meals from scratch, get ready to be inspired to embrace the art of home cooking and reap its bountiful benefits. So grab your apron and join us as we savor the pleasures of the kitchen and learn how to nourish ourselves from the inside out.
So Debbie, whatever motivated you to start cooking so much at home, and how has it impacted your overall wellness and the health of our family?
So, my mom and great-grandmother taught me how to cook at a very young age. And I can even remember standing on a step stool in my great-grandmother's kitchen in New York when I was only three, helping her make Thanksgiving dinner. I loved it then, and I still love it today. We used to call my great-grandmother Gram. And she was definitely a comfort food cook. I mean, she cooked pot roast with vegetables. She made pea soup with ham hocks. Like you, I'm sure your mother made recipes like that too, didn't she?
She sure did, yes.
I mean, she was of that, you know, she was born in 1895. She lived during the Depression. Like she made meat and potatoes and sauces and things, and that's how she cooked. So
You
I
do
learned
with
from
whatever you
that.
had.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. And, you know, the thing that really motivates me today, cooking, making home cooked meals, is that we grow our own vegetables and herbs in the summer and fall months in your garden. And that's a wonderful thing. Incorporating these delicious and fresh ingredients into dishes that nourish the family is one of the things that brings me so much joy.
Yeah, it's really wonderful. It's great when crops start to come in during the summer and fall seasons.
Yeah. And I've even started canning a couple years ago. Canning, I just canned tomatoes from the garden in the early fall when they're, you know, ripening and coming off of the stems. And I love pulling them out midwinter, like I did this the other night to make a marinara sauce for our zucchini noodles.
That
Wasn't
was
that
great.
delicious?
Oh, it certainly was.
Yeah. I mean, tomatoes in the grocery store this time of year, especially in New England, are pretty tasteless. And the sweetness from our own tomatoes just made that meal so much more enjoyable. You just
What a
can't get
treat.
that from a restaurant, can you?
Nope.
Yeah. So that's what kind of keeps me motivated.
So how do you navigate the challenges of different tastes and dietary preferences, even within our own family?
Yeah, this is a tough one and a good question. I think that many people struggle with this, which is why people just give up and go out to dinner, right?
Right.
And as you know, we have a very picky eater in our house that does not eat vegetables and is particular about different sauces on his meats. So what
Please
I
tell me the
usually
name,
do,
nameless.
Yeah. Well, we'll name his name here in a minute because we're going to point him out. So what I usually do is I make one meal, pull some of it aside before I marinate it or make the sauce, and I give my plain Jane a less doctored up version. It does not take much of an extra effort to do this, yet still maintain and cook one meal. You know, back in the olden days, I didn't do it that way, right?
No, you
I made
didn't.
multiple meals, right?
Sure.
Yeah. I don't do that anymore. But I am amazed through the years how our Dan has expanded his palate to now include fish and seafood,
Yeah,
right?
he loves fish and
I'm
seafood.
amazed. And I think he enjoys the spices and herbs that I cook with, especially the ones that come from our garden. I mean, it's you just can't get any fresher than that. He's still not all that thrilled with my tomato-based sauces, but he's coming around, even at the age of 22. So, and you know, where I think we went wrong with him was in early childhood, where we allowed him to dictate what he ate instead of introducing the vegetables and other foods early on.
Exactly. Too many
Yeah, so
options.
his palate was, you know, kid food, right? Pizza, chicken nuggets, and hot dogs. You know, it's just, yeah, but he's better now. You know, and as far as dietary preferences go, there are so many recipes available out there with low salt, no salt, gluten free, low sugar, no sugar, low carb, no carb, that you can make a meal that is easy, tasty, and nutritious for the entire family. And, you know, later on in the podcast, I'll share some of my favorite apps and YouTube channels where you can actually find good recipes and watch good cooks make food. And I think that that'll be helpful. But
I think people will appreciate that.
yeah. So, Dave, how do you think home cooking has changed your relationship with food and your body?
Yeah, I think what has kind of evolved and changed for us is just the type of cooking you're doing at home. You know, it's we're eating more kind of natural foods, and I must say, I just feel more energetic and clear-headed and it really makes a big difference in terms of me being so active between the running and hiking and skiing and things like that. It's just eating, you know, high quality protein and, you know, pretty much organic vegetables, I think have made a big difference. And the other thing is, I think we've come to this realization that, you know, our meals at home are typically better than we'd get in most restaurants. There aren't many restaurants that we really enjoy going to, and believe me, we've checked out most of them in the area. So
Yeah.
it's made a, I think a big difference for us. And you know, the other thing that's helped, and you kind of persuaded me a bit, was to make the jump to having a green protein smoothie at lunchtime instead of having a bagel or something that's less healthy. And I think just getting that additional protein has been a good thing in terms of helping me, you know, maintain core muscle mass.
Yeah, especially since you're putting in so much mileage, you know. The interesting thing is whenever we ask the kids, "Hey, you guys want to go out to dinner?" "Nah, I'd rather have you cook."
There aren't many places that we get too excited about going to, and
I agree. Unless we go into
yeah,
Boston and go to the North End. That's
Boston,
kind of
yeah,
hard to pass up, but
it is.
yeah, you're right.
So, Deb, in what ways do you believe that home cooking can promote a healthier lifestyle compared to the eating out or relying on convenience foods?
Well, first, we have direct control over the ingredients and how the food is cooked, right? I mean, you go into a restaurant or you buy prepared food in a grocery store, you really, I mean, they do list the ingredients, but you really have no idea what kind of oils and butter and fats and things that the food is cooked in. And that is huge because,
And their goal is to make it taste good. So
of
they're
course it
not
is.
concerned about health.
Exactly. And so many of these oils and you know, trans fats and things that are being put in foods to taste good are, you know, cause terrible inflammation in the body, which causes disease. People
Right.
don't, they, you just don't even realize it. And so by taking the extra time and researching and prepping and getting yourself prepared for your meals for the week ahead of time, it makes a huge difference. And it's just a much healthier lifestyle. You know, I find that, you know, I also, like I've said before in other podcasts, I look at labels now when I buy food, and I only buy the highest quality ingredients. No additives, no added sugar, fresh as possible. This time of year, there's a local farm that we go to, Farmer Dave's, which is located in Dracut, Massachusetts. I
No
love it.
relation.
They, yeah, They grow spinach and kale in their greenhouses that are not sprayed. And I use those for our smoothies. I highly encourage it. If you live in the local area, go check out Farmer Dave's. Fabulous organic vegetables that are grown there. And then they source all sorts of organic fruits and other things as well at their store in Dracut. It's fabulous. Our family has commented that they feel better after a home-cooked meal. We got a couple kids that have had stomach issues and continue to have stomach issues when they eat out. But when they
Okay.
eat in, Dan is one of them. He's like, I don't feel bloated. I don't have stomach pains. Does I sleep better too, right? Because you
That's
don't have all
right.
these additives and sugar in the food. So it's been beneficial all around for our family. And the other thing is that we eat dinner, when you cook in, we eat dinner on most nights, depending upon our schedules, by about 6 o'clock. And we're finished by 6:30. And given that time frame, we're normally going 12, 13 hours with no food until the next morning. So we eat breakfast at 6:30 or 7 o'clock. And that's a 12, 13 hour window of what we call
Yeah.
intermittent fasting. And that has wonderful benefits on the body. And you can Google intermittent fasting and you can see the different fasting windows. But 12, 13 hours of fasting improves your metabolism, helps control weight and lower inflammation, enhances brain function. And for me, I go 14, 15 hours typically on most days. And that's where you actually see cellular repair and autophagy, which is wonderful stress to the body that has multiple benefits, to us. So, it's great when you eat in, you control your eating time, and that's huge.
The other aspect of that too is that we're not big snackers, so we're not ones to,
Yeah.
have a snack or a dessert at, 9 or 10 o'clock at night. And
Exactly.
that doesn't help this whole process
Yeah. Yeah.
of intermittent fasting and autophagy.
Yeah. And what I try to do, which is another one, is that after 6:30, I'll go upstairs, take my shower, brush and floss my teeth. And once I do that, because there's a process in brushing and flossing your teeth, I'm less likely to grab a dessert later in the evening or a snack later in the evening. So that's a really good little tip that somebody gave me. I forget who gave me that. I read that somewhere. It
Yeah.
really works.
That's a
Yeah.
signal that you're done, a
Yeah.
signal to your body that, okay, I'm done for the day.
Yeah. But I also
That's
wanted to
great.
point out that it's important to note that individual responses to fasting can vary, and it might not be suitable for everyone. So it's advisable to consult with a healthcare professional before starting any fasting regimen. Okay? So I think that's very important. Dave, how have we used cooking as a way to bond and create lasting memories with our family?
Yeah, so I do a lot of grilling outdoors with charcoal, which, we happen to like the taste of it, and I'll even grill during the winter time. So that's just something that we happen to enjoy. Our youngest son is a good cook on his own. He does a pretty good job, and he's great in helping out with meal prep and, makes a great breakfast for himself. And we eat together as a family most nights, even though our kids are now 19 and 22, and the boys help out with cleaning up, whether it's washing, drying dishes, most nights. So everybody pitches in. It's a family event, and it's an important part of our family.
Yeah, I also love it that we have very lively conversations at the dinner table and
Indeed.
usually find out interesting things going on in the boys' life with school and work and their personal life. It's really kind of our time to catch up. I mean, everybody's running in different directions. Everybody's got a job. Everybody's, my younger son's going to school, so he's busy. And I just love to find out what's going on. You know me.
It's nice just to come together and share.
Yeah.
what's going on and what
Exactly.
happened during your day. So,
That is,
yeah.
and it's for me, it's the best part of our day. All sit together as a family around the table
Absolutely.
with our little pooch with her head on my lap.
Oh,
Look, she only looks up at me because I tend to be the pushover and toss her a little piece of meat here
yeah.
and there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She's in on the action.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, Deb, can you elaborate on the emotional and spiritual benefits you've experienced from preparing meals at home?
Sure. There, for me, there's a real joy and satisfaction I feel in preparing a healthy and nutritious meal for my family, especially when the boys ask for specific meals that I've made in the past. And like, hey, Mom,
Right.
are you gonna make the baked haddock again? That was like
Yep.
so good. I love it when they ask for me to make fish. I'm just like, I cannot believe they're eating fish now, okay? I never thought that was possible, but I love it so much. And believe it or not, when I'm in the kitchen, I just get in this zone. And it's a real stress reliever for me. You know, like for you, you're running and you're gardening and you're hiking or stress relievers for you. For me, it's cooking a meal. I don't get stressed out because you know what?
Right.
It's fun. I play some music, I'm dancing, I'm singing, I'm cooking, I'm following a cool recipe, I'm watching somebody I like on YouTube who's making something, I'm learning, and I know it's all going to come together. It just puts me in this great place in this zone.
And it always does.
Yeah. And what else do we do at the table that is just nice and
Yeah, we pray and we have a gratitude practice, which I think is really important. We've been doing that for years now, and it's
yeah,
just such a
it's
great thing
wonderful.
to take turns expressing, gratitude. And even if, oftentimes the kids will say the same old things. I mean, it's the fact that we're actually doing this is a wonderful thing.
Yeah, it's a wonderful practice. Yeah. So I love that too. Yeah, that's the best part about it. Dave, can you share some of your favorite home cooked meals and how they've contributed to our physical and mental health?
Yeah, the first that comes to mind is just our local seafood. So we're lucky because our old seafood store in our town closed down a number of years ago, but they opened up a delivery service. So fresh from the docks of Gloucester is this company brings seafood to our door twice a week, and so we're able to have some favorite dishes. So things like, the baked haddock with spice, salmon with teriyaki, which we had the other night. It's just, oh, it's wonderful. Scallops with vegetables over spinach. And the seafood is something we typically have about twice a week. And, many of these are my favorites, as well as the, chicken and, some of the other dishes that we have.
Yeah, and I'll put a couple of our fave recipes in the show notes, especially some of our fish and spaghetti. And when we have like spaghetti and zucchini noodles with meatballs, I've got a great meatball recipe I love to follow. I've started making taco salad, which I never did before, and it's become one of our new favorites. I doctor it up. Everybody can put on their own toppings, and it's delicious. So I'll put a couple of our fave recipes in the show notes just if anybody wants to try.
Yeah, and I think there's a great stir fry recipe as well.
Yes, my Asian stir fry with chicken and veggies over rice. Yeah, that's another good one. So I'll share some of those recipes.
Those are great. So, Deb, how can incorporating herbs and spices into a home cooked meal enhance the overall wellness and the flavor of the dish?
So I always add my own spices and herbs, salt and pepper, to most of our meals and food to enhance the flavors. And luckily, in the summer and fall months, you grow many of these herbs in our garden.
Right.
Herbs like basil, cilantro, parsley, sage, rosemary, thyme, dill, onion, and garlic. I mean, I just that's my favorite part actually about the garden is having access to these. And they grow.
They grow very easily too.
They grow easily. They grow like a weed almost.
Yeah, they do.
And I was cutting up until Thanksgiving, I was cutting sage, rosemary, and thyme to put on the turkey. So it
And they're
lasts a good,
still,
there's a good, it's a good long extended season for some of these herbs, which is wonderful. Yeah.
we're still
And many of
picking
these
scallions
things.
when the ground isn't frozen.
Oh, that's right. The scallions too.
Right.
They're fabulous. You can pick those all year round. We even have scallions left over from last year. Yeah. So, and a lot of these spices and herbs, some other favorites I have are cinnamon and nutmeg, ginger, turmeric, and cumin. They all have their own health benefits. Every one of these that I've named, and you can Google them to see what they are, but it is, but not only that, having health benefits, it provides so much flavor that you don't have to make a sauce that is so fatty and full of dairy products and other things that you would typically get in a restaurant. You
Right.
really only need to add some spices and herbs to a dish to give it that boost of flavor. And that's why I called this podcast Spice Up Your Life,
Right. That
because
makes a
that
huge
is my
difference.
secret ingredient to
Yep.
home cooking. Really.
So, Deb, what strategies or tips would you recommend for those who are interested in starting to cook at home but might feel a little overwhelmed or, lacking in terms of culinary skills?
Yeah. So what my big tip is, make it as easy as possible to create a meal for yourself. So to do that, ahead of time, prep for your meals. That's the
Okay.
key. Okay. So plan your meals for the week. Create a grocery list. Stock your pantry with essentials. Things like olive oil, vinegar, flour, chicken and veggie broths and spices. Just basic essential ingredients that you always have on hand, so always know you're going to have them in case you have a recipe that calls for it. Have groceries delivered if you're short on time. Cut up veggies and store them in the fridge so they're ready to go for your meal, and you don't have to spend 10 or 15 minutes cutting things up.
Right.
And the biggie, which I have a little trouble with, is ask for
Yep.
help from the family to get the dinner going. Because sometimes you're not getting home till 6 or 7 o'clock at night, but your kids might be. Have them get involved. Because you know what? When they're involved in helping you make the meal, it's that much better.
Sure.
Really.
They appreciate it that much
Yes.
more, and it also helps them develop the skills.
Exactly. Exactly. Another one of my favorite things is that I do download cooking apps for recipes and inspiration. And my favorite one is the New York Times cooking app. And I believe it costs $5 a month, but I can't recall it because now I'm using it and I'm not paying for it. So I'm getting all sorts of recipes. So it might be free for a certain period of time of the year, maybe at the beginning of the year. It literally has thousands of recipes for cooking in any dietary preference you're looking to follow, gluten-free, keto, Mediterranean, no sugar. It's really good. And I get tons of recipes off of that. You can just print them or you can just look at them right on your phone or your iPad. The other thing is I follow good chefs and cooks on YouTube and I watch them prepare a meal. My favorite chef is Ina Garten. She's called the Barefoot Contessa. I don't, you've probably heard of her. She has a cooking show on the Food Network, and the Food Network YouTube channel shows all of her episodes and all of her favorite meals. They're separated in there. You can search for Ina Garten on there. I'm actually going to be making one of her dishes tonight, which is baked scallops, actually scallops provençal with vegetables over spinach. It's so delicious. I've got that. I'm making that tonight. I've got it all memorized now. I've made it so many times. I'll include a few links to a few of my fave recipes from the Food Network and Ina in the show notes.
Great.
The one thing I want to just mention, though, is I often change her recipes up a little to substitute the butter for olive oil and reduce some of the salt and sugar. And I do that just to just be a little more healthy conscious, and it doesn't compromise much of the flavor, but it
Yeah.
just makes me feel better that I'm making a more nutritious meal. Yeah. So those are some of my tips. Thank you for tuning in today. We discuss one of our family's favorite things to do together. Sit around the dinner table and enjoy the flavors of a home-cooked meal. It is a wonderful way to bond, pray, and nurture yourself with good, healthy food. We hope you are feeling inspired to make a delicious meal from scratch for your family. Turn on some fun music, follow a recipe from a favorite chef, and get in the zone of cooking. It can be a real stress reliever when you make it easy on yourself. Plan your meals for the week, make a grocery list, and prep your food ahead of time so it's cut up, marinated, and ready to be cooked. Be sure to check out the helpful links section in the show notes for references made in the episode. Don't forget to follow and rate this podcast. And if you want to work with us, check out our website at debbie-mccarthy.com. On the homepage, you can schedule a complimentary 30-minute coaching session. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to reach out on our website or via email at coach@debbie-mccarthy.com. As always, consult your physician before beginning any diet, nutrition, or fitness plan. The information presented on this podcast is in no way intended to recommend the self-management of health problems or wellness as medical advice or as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. And make sure you are always welcoming wellness and wisdom into your life.